संसार दावा मिलनी है लोका प्राणाय कारुण्य ध्वनगनात्वं संसार दावा मिलनी है लोका प्राणाय कारुण्य ध्वनगनात्वं प्राप्तस्य कल्याण वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरो श्री चरणारविंदम् वंदे गुरो श्री
Prabhupada's health condition was not very good, and at that time, my Prabhupada had that program to attend in Cross Maidan for 3 days. And on top of everything, when Srila Prabhupada arrived in Bombay, at that time the new temple was being constructed along with those two towers, the guest house. And on top of one of the towers was Srila Prabhupada's quarters. And when Prabhupada arrived in Bombay, Prabhupada wanted to stay in his apartment, in his quarters, in the new temple. So they drove the car straight to Prabhupada's old quarters, and Prabhupada inquired what happened. He was expecting to stay in new quarters. And then Prabhupada was told that that quarters was not complete, therefore they brought him to the old quarters. And Prabhupada insisted that he wanted to stay in the new quarters. And now of course we can see why Prabhupada insisted, because that was the last visit to Bombay. That was Prabhupada's last visit to Bombay, and Prabhupada wanted to stay in his quarters. And then when Prabhupada insisted, the devotees had to make arrangements for Prabhupada to stay there, but the place was not complete, that many of the doors were not fixed, the lift was not really operating, so it was quite inconvenient. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj got a bright idea. He thought that Prabhupada would be attending this program in Cross Maidan for 3 days. And Cross Maidan is in the heart of Bombay city, the other end of Bombay city. And from Juhu it would take at least 1 to 1.5 hours to just go there. Therefore, it would be better that Prabhupada stayed in Bombay city instead of driving back and forth from Juhu. One very big man in Bombay was Bhogilal Patel. He was a very wealthy person, and he was very fond of Srila Prabhupada, and he actually had a palace in Bombay. They're kind of royal family. Prabhupada sometimes stayed at his place. So the first attempt was made to arrange for Prabhupada's accommodation in Bhogilal Patel's house. But unfortunately at that time Bhogilal Patel was not in Bombay. So they made arrangements for Prabhupada's accommodation in the house of Mr. Kartikeya Mahadevia. Mr. Kartikeya Mahadevia had a very beautiful apartment on the sea beach, and very beautiful, large, luxurious apartment. And arrangement was made for Prabhupada to stay there. And he was so nice, Mr. Kartikeya Mahadevi is such a nice person, that he vacated the entire apartment for Srila Prabhupada and his entourage. And he, with his family, moved to another apartment in the same building. They had some relatives and they moved out of the apartment and into their apartment. Although during the day they used to be in the house taking care of Srila Prabhupada, and his wife also used to cook, and they had some very nice cooks also. They used to cook for Srila Prabhupada, and it was a very wonderful arrangement that was made for Srila Prabhupada. And three of us moved in that apartment with Srila Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Bhavananda Prabhu and myself. Upendra Prabhu did not come as yet, who was supposed to replace Harisori Prabhu when he went to Australia as a new GBC of Australia. Harisori Prabhu used to be Prabhupada's servant, personal servant. And so Bhavananda Prabhu started to act as Prabhupada's personal servant. And so three of us moved in there, and Srila Prabhupada stayed in that house for a few days during the program in Cross Maina. And in the meantime, the arrangement was made that Prabhupada's quarters would be completed. So it was a very rush job. Practically worked day and night to complete Prabhupada's apartment. And next time when Prabhupada came from Bombay City after the program, Prabhupada moved into his apartment. And not an apartment, it was actually Prabhupada's quarters with many rooms up there. And in the evenings, Srila Prabhupada used to go and attend to give the lecture to the program. Prabhupada used to, as I mentioned, Prabhupada was quite sick at that time. And I used to accompany Srila Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Bhavananda Prabhu used to leave earlier to the program. And then just before Prabhupada's lecture, I used to take Srila Prabhupada in Kartikeya Mahadevi's car. And Prabhupada used to go there, give the lecture. And it was one very interesting to note that Srila Prabhupada, when he used to go there, he was very tired and weak. And he used to sit there on his Vyasasan on a huge stage. Thousands of people used to attend the program. And Prabhupada was quite, from the side one could see how weak and tired Srila Prabhupada was. But when Srila Prabhupada started to speak, Prabhupada used to get rejuvenated. When he used to start, he was kind of hunched and bent with tiredness. But then as he would start to speak, his body would become more and more erect. And Prabhupada finally would be shouting at the pitch of his voice and straight as a bolt, sitting on that edge of his seat. In this way you could see how Prabhupada was totally unaffected by his physical condition, and he was completely Krishna conscious. He was indeed the most wonderful pure devotee of the world.